We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Okay, we are going to do our preview and predictions for Michigan State at Penn State, Beaver Stadium, 3:30, homecoming stripe out. What's the stripe out?
Blue and white alternate sections.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm sure they've done it before. I just don't pay attention.
When did they do it before?
They've done it. I think they did it last year.
Oh. I just know it was homecoming and stripe out.
They're so clever. They're always coming up with something new. Letterman bus leading the team in this week.
That'll for homecoming?
Yeah, but it's first come, first serve. So if you don't make it on the bus, it's tough luck. You got to walk. I love that.
You got to get up there and register in the Letterman's lot early and get your registration in. You got to get there kind of early to get those sideline passes, too, I hear from Letterman. But anyway, Penn State's a 14-point favorite, and the over-under for this game is 57.
Wow.
So
I would not have thought that Penn State would be a 14-point favorite before the season. I mean, there were people that picked Michigan State to win the Big Ten East.
Michigan State was ranked higher than Penn State.
Your guy Dave Jones from
probably that sounds like something he might do. The thing about
they had a lot back. They had the most back of anybody.
The thing about Michigan State is
19 guys.
The thing about Michigan State is they do not recruit in the league of Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan. So if they don't develop the crap out of their three stars and get lucky on some guys that somebody else gave up on, like Brian Lewerke, the quarterback, I think is a good player.
Right.
They got him from the state of Arizona, which is a pretty rare find for Michigan State. But if they don't, they're not going to get a lot of four stars. They're not going to get any five stars. So I just don't see, like, long term how Mark D'Antonio and his staff are going to keep up with these guys on the recruiting trail, because eventually it's just going to be about talent. I just don't know how that's going to happen.
Remember 2 years ago, you would look at, when we were talking about Penn State, you'd say the Big Three in the Big Ten East. It was Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan. Mm-hmm. Now, Michigan State's clearly, based on the last 2 years, 2.5 years, fourth. Michigan might be third. Probably overall program wise, Penn State's probably second. So that's okay.
I think pretty clearly Ohio State's one, Penn State's two. I think three between Michigan and Michigan State's actually debatable.
Yeah. So the script is flipped on that in probably two short seasons. And it usually takes a little bit longer, but James is recruited at a level and they performed on the field. Anyway, let's talk about this game. Penn State's averaging 510 yards and nearly 50 points a game still. Both of those numbers are top 15 in the country. The Penn State defense allows 354 yards a game. That's 45th. And 21 points a game. They're inside the top 35. Counter, Michigan State is averaging 390 yards a game. 123 rushing. They're 109th in the country in rushing yards per game. 267 passing. And they average 27.2 points a game.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can we start talking so people don't turn the channel or turn the podcast off?
Sure. I just wanted to point out those numbers real quick.
He was just setting the stage for you, Ross. Setting the stage.
No, I'm just busting your chops. I don't think the stats... In all sincerity, and I'm just busting your chops, you know that.
I don't
think the stats are as important as we should talk about the fact that Michigan State's lost two games.
Right.
I mean, they lost to
Arizona State week two.
Week two at Arizona State.
Yep.
And then Northwestern at home. I'm really surprised by that. I mean, Northwestern lost to Akron. You know?
Yeah.
And this is the second year in a row they lost Northwestern, right?
That's correct. That is correct.
Yeah, it was overtime.
And then last year we thought, oh, Penn State will beat them. They lost Northwestern. And then they didn't.
I think there was a lot that went into that loss last year. I think Penn State was clearly the better team, Ross. I think that coming off the Ohio State loss, tough physical game, that weird weather situation where Penn State started fast, and then they had to sit around for 3.5 hours, and you know what the visiting locker room conditions are like. It's not the same for the home team. And I think the conditions of the game and the fact that Penn State had a couple of chances to put this team away in the second half. I think a lot went against Penn State, and I think the opposite's going to be true. I think when these two teams meet at Beaver Stadium.
James has done extremely well coming off the bye, as we mentioned earlier in the show, Ross. And the other thing about that James has done pretty well is, except against maybe, well, they didn't, yeah, maybe you could say Ohio State because they didn't win the games, but when they got beat by somebody, the next time they had the opportunity to play them, they thrashed them. They, like, took advantage of it. And especially when it was, you know, like when they lost.
Michigan was one.
Yep.
Trying to think who else.
They did it to Iowa. Remember, they lost at Iowa, and then Iowa came into Beaver Michigan Stadium State. In the year they went to the Big Ten Championship game, and they just throttled them. And, you know, you think of Penn State, you know, Iowa games back then. They just hammered them. So when he's had a lost meat on the bone, he's somehow been able to use that as some fuel. The one nugget I want to throw out about Sparty is they have the number one ranked defense in the country, rush defense, but they're 122nd against the pass in the country. Yeah, defensively.
Clayton Thorson looked like a Heisman candidate against them last week.
Yeah.
The Arizona State quarterback, I think,
lit them up.
380 yards.
Yeah, lit them up. I watched that game.
I think, and Mark D'Antonio pointed it out, teams are now not really trying to run the ball, so they're throwing the volume passes, and that's generating the 350-yard days. My question for you, Ross, is that I think in a lot of games against good teams, Michigan State's in okay shape when their quarterback, Brian Lewerke, who I think is a good player, has an edge over the other team's quarterback. But what happens when they don't have a talent edge and when Lewerke isn't better than the other guy's quarterback? Like, what do you hang your hat on?
Well, that's the problem right now. But you came in the year. You know, I remember Lewerke was awesome in that game last year. They got LJ Scott at running back. I mean, they've got some guys coming back. And they have a tendency, I think, to surprise people when, you know, you count them out. It's kind of like that D'Antonio chip on your shoulder thing. I'm really surprised that they're not better this year. I don't understand. They have 19 starters back. There's a lot of people that thought maybe they'd win the Big Ten East. They're going to be fourth, you know, at best.
LJ Scott's a game time decision again for the fourth week in a row. He hasn't played the last 3 weeks. That's a big loss to them. Is this
By the way, that's really
– that's
just as an aside, that bothers me. To make a kid a game time decision for 4 weeks in a row – that tells you that he was not even close to a game time decision the first three games.
Yeah, they.
So you do that because you want the other team to prepare for it and not know, blah, blah, blah. But you kind of make LJ Scott look like, really? Still can't play? Well, you're a game time decision again?
Well, D'Antonio is on record as saying it's his call. It's not my call. It's a game time decision. And the subtext is, well, he's not tough enough to play.
He has said it's LJ Scott's call?
Yeah.
Yeah. He made that clear.
He made it very clear this week.
It's an ankle.
In the NFL, I can remember, just a quick aside, when I was starting at center in Buffalo 1 year, they kept listing Trey Teague, our starting center, at questionable, and he had a fractured kneecap, you know? And every week, the media would come over to him, and they'd be like, how's it looking this week, Trey? And he'd be like, yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to get better every day, blah, blah, blah. He finally went to the coach and said, if you don't say something, I'm gonna. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Every week I'm having the media come up to me and it makes me look like I'm soft, or I have a fractured kneecap and you're listing me as questionable. And I'm like, I don't know. Let's see how the week goes. It's just stupid.
Yeah. So my question for you, Ross, is we've talked about Michigan State and Bob and I mentioned earlier that they're obviously wobbly coming off the Northwestern loss. Are they dangerous still though?
Yes. Lewerke, in my mind, is good enough that they're dangerous. You never know. I know Penn State has good success coming off the bye, but, you know, you never know. There's teams, NFL all the time, come off a bye, and they have major issues. And they beat them last year.
Right. This is a hard game for me to get a read on because I'm thinking, like, Michigan State's coming in here.
All that said, by the way, I think Penn State wins by double digits. But like, are they dangerous? Yes.
Yeah, they. It's like Michigan State can do this for a game on the road. You know what I mean? They can sort of rise up and be a difficult team to beat.
Lewerke could have his second best game ever.
I just don't think Michigan State is fast enough on either side of the ball for four quarters to stay with this team. And at one point that needs to be made. All indications are, and I know that James sometimes says things then you don't really believe him, but just the way he's looked in practice, it does seem like KJ Hamler will play this week.
Yeah, it seems to be.
And I will say this, had KJ Hamler not left the Ohio State game, I think Penn State would have won that game. I think he was that good, that dangerous, that feared, and I think Penn State's offense on that last drive, they just could not. They just Ohio State had everything figured out. You wonder why they didn't try. They didn't try and throw the ball on fourth and five. Hamler wasn't on the field, and they didn't trust anyone else.
I
don't think this Michigan State team can run with this Penn State team
for four quarters.
Yes,
gotcha. That sounds like a bit of a prediction. Should we go ahead and start?
Let's do it.
Thinking about our predictions since we've got less than 2 minutes to go. I'll go first. I'm worried about this game. Not because I'm worried about Penn State. I'm more worried about Michigan State sort of figuring a few things out and getting a little more mustard on their sandwich, let's say. How's that one? Getting a little
you have a lot of food references, man.
I do have a lot of food
references.
I like
that part of Andy. That's like the one thing I do like.
I think Michigan State's front seven is very good against the run, but I think Penn State's offensive line is really good. I don't think Michigan State's front seven is very good against the pass. I mean, I know teams are scheming to throw against them, but the front seven's not helping. I'm going to go Penn State 34, Michigan State 20.
So right on the spread.
I'm going right on the number. Yeah.
Russ, let me go.
I love all the research that you put in, Andy, to come up with that number.
Hamler plays. Michigan State struggles with a mobile quarterback. 47-20 Penn State.
Wow.
Wow. What was the Northwestern Michigan State score? Do you know?
Yeah, it was 29-19. Yeah, they won by 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 31-24 Penn State.
Ooh, you're the closest so far.
I think you're playing a little Price is Right.
Little bit closer, I think.
Yeah, would you bet a dollar on the Price is Right looking at the board?
It's the advantage of picking last on the big board.
Yeah, no, and I don't really have a bold prediction. I could do like some Andy-style bold prediction.
No, don't do that.
My bold prediction is Penn State wins.
All right, that'll do it. For the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio, for Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, I'm Andy Shea. Thanks for joining us and have a good weekend.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.